I'm bringing you news of a much more interesting kind, and you may be very excited to know that Bolito is being visited today by the Dulux dogs. What am I talking about? Well, Sue Green is in the studio with me. I'm Dave Charles, by the way, and recently the morning show host on 88FM. As of late, however, a little bit more roaming in the mid-morning hours.
Dave.
Sue, welcome to the show. Lovely to have you on the radio.
Lovely to be back here again.
And your Dulux dogs are quite extraordinary. These are bearded collies, are
no,
they?
No, they're not. They're old English sheepdogs.
Oh, dear. Okay.
Yes.
Goes to show what I know about fluffy dogs. Old English sheepdogs, and they are absolutely iconic. If you've ever seen the Dulux ads, you'll know what I'm talking about. They are the very shaggy grey and white icons that are Dulux dogs. I presume, and I'm going to be probably completely wrong again, and you'll be happy to point it out, but I would have imagined that the reason they were chosen is because they look like paintbrushes. But no, clearly there's a reason behind the Dulux dogs. What is it?
It's because they look so beautiful, and they make the homes look so beautiful, you know. So,
and are you an expert in the breed?
Not an expert, but I know a lot. Yes.
Are these your dogs?
They are my dogs. Yes, I just hire them out to Dulux as and when necessary.
Was that the idea right from the get go, or did it just happen?
I just love the dog. Yeah.
So, where do they come from? What is the history of the breed?
It started in England. In the UK, and they were used to herd sheep back in the day, and also to herd cattle to market as well. And
so they are actually working dogs.
Yeah, they're working dogs. Yeah, and these ones work for Dulux, obviously.
Probably herding lots and lots of sales.
We hope.
Yeah. Well, that's the role.
And you ask where they came from. Jade was born in Johannesburg. I was lucky to get it from a friend of mine, but the other two, Orion and Yo-Yo, come from Siberia. Nobody breeds in South Africa anymore.
I was going to ask that question. They're not easily available.
No, and there's only about 30 in the country. So,
and I mentioned the bearded collie because a friend of mine used to have a couple, and they look similar.
But they look similar. The hair's a bit straighter and smoother with the bearded collie.
Ah, okay. Oh. So I wasn't that far off.
No, not that far off.
Now, today you're in Bolito. Tell us about the purpose of your visit.
Okay, well, I came down to KZN for a holiday, but while I was here, I thought I'd do some work. So I did a macro store last week, and then I'm doing one in Pietermaritzburg tomorrow. But then I also wanted to come to Bolito, and Micah have organized that I can promote this new store in Moffat Road.
So you're going to the big Micah, not the one at the Lifestyle Centre behind us, but the bigger store in Moffat.
Bigger store, and they're very happy to have us, and we'll be there today from 12 to 3. And the kids get free ice creams.
Wow. So in an hour's time, the Dulux dogs will be at Micah in Moffat Road, along with Sue, and ice creams all round. How lovely is that? Presumably, it's an opportunity for people to have selfies taken. I think
Absolutely.
Everyone would love to be featured with a... They'd look very happy. Our Sue at the moment is on the floor with the Dulux dogs taking videos and pictures, which will all be up on our social media shortly.
Oh, great.
So that you can see for yourselves that what we're saying is absolutely true. Clearly, these dogs are... Well, there we go. They're being interviewed on the radio now. Well-trained, and that's important because in your line of work, they need to be able to sit and behave.
And I do lots of training with them. Yo-Yo has just started puppy training because she's only 9 months old. You wouldn't believe it looking at the size of her.
Wow.
And then the others go to training as well weekly, and we do training at home. They've got to keep up with everything.
And working dogs like training. They like to be worked. It's
in their
DNA, in their genes.
They do.
And clearly they have a work drive, and you give them lots of attention and lots of exercise, and that's important as well.
And if I'm not working for Dulux, they work as the Joy Dogs, and we do community events and old age homes and schools. And
people love dogs, especially these guys. They are gorgeous.
They're different.
They look like big, fluffy teddy bears, and you just want to hug them. It's true. And they've got very good temperaments, I believe.
Very good, And also they're good watchdogs. Yeah. I think the biggest drawback is the grooming.
I was going to say.
Which I do every day.
To keep them looking beautiful must be quite a task.
Yeah, it is. It really is. But then at least I save all that hair and I recycle it.
What do you do with it?
I spin it on a spinning wheel and I make garments.
Do you?
Yes, I make scarves and beanies, but it's also very time consuming.
How marvelous. I was watching a documentary the other day on the spinning wheel and I had no idea that you have to card the yarn first.
It's such a process.
And then it's a process. But so you make... Well, it's not wool, clearly. It is a yarn.
Yes, yeah.
And you're able to then use that. Do you knit with it or crochet with it?
Knit and crochet. I've got some in my bag I can show you.
What sort of volume do they produce?
Is it just every... I've got boxes and boxes in the garage waiting to be processed.
So this is just off the grooming process? You don't shear them like a sheep?
No, they've got to stay looking in full coat for Dulux, so we can't do that. We can't shear them.
That's fascinating. So you have a hobby that gives you another hobby as well.
Yes, it does.
Wow. You must be very happy with your investment in lifestyle.
I am, that's just wonderful.
Are they, many people say that their dogs are their family and closer than their human family in many instances.
Yeah, well, I don't have any family, so this is
Well,
this
you
is
clearly
it.
Do here, and they love you. I can see that.
Oh,
so
they do. Yeah.
Dogs are, they are the unconditional love that I think shows us all how important an unconditional lover needs to be. Hey? They just are there for you constantly. They don't have a grudge. There we
Speaking
go.
Speaking again.
and clearly, if you would like to go down to the Micah, not the one at the Lifestyle Center today, folks. It's the other Micah, the big one down in Moffat Drive, where from 12 o'clock, Sue and the beautiful Dulux dogs will be waiting for you with ice creams and the opportunity for you to take selfies and meet the team and hopefully find out a little bit about Dulux as well, because clearly it's a premium paint brand.
It really is.
Are you a brand ambassador as well? I see you wearing the colors.
No, just that I'm accompanying the dogs. You know, I want people to realize it's
so
Dulux
I won't necessarily find out anything about the paint from you. Find out.
No, I know nothing. Okay. I just do the dogs.
Well, then what? They don't. If I ask questions, they probably won't respond. So I think that's pretty much where we say, well, it's been a real pleasure to meet you and the team. There we go. There it is. Thank you.
Yes,
and I look forward to the next visit. This has been your second visit to the studio.
We
enjoyed every time. Lots of marvelous pictures and opportunities to take the selfies down at Micah from 12 to 1 today, folks.
12 to 3.
12 to 3, beg your pardon. You've got a couple of hours in which to get down, get the kids together, get yourself together, put on your makeup, look your best.
Yes, and take a photo.
Because you're with the stars of the show, the Dulux dogs, and my very special guest, Sue Green, who handles them and keeps them in the manner to which they are accustomed. Sue, thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you for having me. It was great, man.
And good luck with the Dulux dogs down at Micah this afternoon.
Yeah, and also we'll be there on Sunday.
Sunday
from 10:30 to 1:30.
So it's today?
And Sunday.
Between 1 and 3?
No,
and then
12 and 3.
12 and 3, and then Sunday.
10:30 to 1:30.
There we go.
In the morning.
Clear.
Then we're going to the beach afterwards.
Well, then I'm sure you'll draw a massive crowd down on the beach, and the Dulux dogs will be able to hit the surf.
Yeah. They will. They love the beach. We've been to two beaches already.
Enjoy, and thanks for joining me on Radio Life and Style 88 FM.